Hello, everybody. Mabuhay and welcome. It's My Little Globe time. Last weekend, I visited a friend in a different part of Austria. The city where my friend lives is called Salzburg. It is where Mozart was born, and it is a beautiful place. So to anyone who hasn't seen Salzburg yet, I recommend you to go there because it is a very lovely place. The city is beautiful. It has an old city center, and it is a very charming place. Even McDonald's is in a beautiful building over there. So you wouldn't even recognize McDonald's as such. However, on Sunday, we went to visit a castle. And after that, we were sitting around in a park. And there was a couple nearby who spoke in Filipino. And I said to my friend, oh my God, there's Filipinos there. Now, to understand my crazy reaction, you have to know that last year I worked on a cruise ship. And as on every single cruise ship on this planet, there were a lot of Filipinos working there. So in today's episode, I will take you with me back to the year 2019, which is not long ago, actually, but at the same time, it seems super far away because so many things have changed in the meantime. And today we will use these 20 minutes to go back to that time when things were still fine, when we could still travel without being worried too much, and when all ships were still at sea. My cruise ship contract started last year in March with a rehearsal period in Germany because, of course, I worked on the ship as a stage entertainer together with three other girls. So we were a team of four girls, no guys, which was very, very interesting and new to me. But I really, really got to enjoy that. However, we had a few weeks in Germany rehearsing our shows. I think it must have been around 11 shows that we had. And after this rehearsal period, we had a flight to Dubai. And that's where we embarked. Just one of us had already worked on that same ship. And the other three of us were newcomers to the cruise ship world. So, of course, this was a very, very exciting time for us. Now, I guess I will do a different episode on the cruise ship part, on the life on board part. But today I want to talk about the cultural experience that we all had with our Filipino colleagues. Before my contract, I had never been to any part of Asia, and I didn't even know where the Philippines were, actually. So all of a sudden, I was surrounded by a culture that I didn't know anything about. Of course, there were also other nationalities working on the ship. But still, the majority of the crew members were Filipinos. At first, as weird as this might sound right now, everyone, all the Filipinos, looked very similar to me. They all looked kind of the same. And that made me a bit desperate because already the first night when I got on the ship, everyone greeted me. And of course, I greeted back. But the next day, I didn't know if I had already met them or not. So my colleagues and me were very glad that everyone wore a name tag. Of course, they only wore those name tags during working hours, which means whenever we met them ashore without their uniforms and name tags, we struggled a bit recognizing them because we couldn't even make out which department they were from. Now, of course, with the time, we got used to Filipino faces. And looking back now, I don't even understand how they could ever have looked the same to me. But I think this is just normal if you are not used to a certain type of face, because you didn't learn how to distinguish these faces. I guess we just look at different features than maybe people in other countries do. Because when I learned how to describe people in primary school, it was all about hair color and eye color and height and stuff like that. Now, Filipinos in general are mostly not that tall or not as tall as Europeans. And they have black hair usually, and they have dark eyes. So all the features that we normally look at first were not very helpful. So whenever my colleagues and me wanted to tell each other something about a crew member, a Filipino crew member that we met, we had a very hard time describing who they were. If we didn't know the name, it was very, very hard to describe them, because the features that we were used to looking at didn't really help at all. So we had a lot of fun conversations trying to describe Filipinos to each other in the first few weeks. But after a while, of course, we got used to seeing those faces. We got to know the people, and it was not an issue anymore at all. We could tell who they were even if we looked at them from the back, or if we were on the stage with all the light shining on us. We even knew which waiter was walking around in the theater in the dark. So we even knew them by their silhouettes. However, I find it very interesting how our minds are trained to see certain features, but how we can still keep learning and keep training our minds to see other features, maybe. One of the first things everyone will notice about Filipinos is that they are very, very, very friendly and hospitable. I still remember when I first got to the crew bar with my colleagues. Of course, we didn't know anyone, but as soon as we sat down at a table with Filipino colleagues, they would offer us something to drink. And most of the times, they would also offer us snacks, something to eat, or as they say, pulutan. And whenever I finished a drink, there was already a new one standing in front of me. So even if you said you didn't really want to drink anything or you were not hungry, they would still offer you, and they would still kind of force you in a charming way to drink or to eat. Once I think we were in Italy, and I was ashore with a colleague of mine who became to be my best friend. However, we were walking by the sea, and there were restaurants nearby, and a group of Filipinos of crew members was sitting in a restaurant, and they saw us, and they wanted us to come over and sit with them. So we went there, and it was still the first few weeks. So we sat down at their table. It was an Italian restaurant, and they had ordered lots and lots of food. We had already eaten, so we were not hungry, but Filipinos don't really accept no for an answer. They don't take that for an answer. If you say no thanks, they will still try to make you eat. So of course, each of us, I think we had a slice of pizza or something like that, and they insisted on offering us to drink too. So we were sitting there, and we had a very, very nice meal. So this basically was the day when I learned how important food is in the Philippines. So as I got closer with my Filipino colleagues, of course, I also got more interested in their culture, and I wanted to spend a lot of time with them. And one day I asked one of our Filipino colleagues, the one with the broadest smile on board, if he wanted to go for breakfast the next day together. Because usually my colleagues and me, we ate at the passenger's restaurant or the passenger's buffet. So the next morning, my colleague picked me up at around 7:30 and we went for breakfast to the crew mess. When I came there and I looked at the buffet, it was full of rice and meat and there was eggs, I think, and warm tomatoes and something that looked like caramelized bacon. So it was nothing like any breakfast I had ever seen in Europe. So he looked at me and he asked me, "What do you want to eat?" And I didn't know what to say because at 7:30 in the morning, I don't feel like eating a lot of meat or rice. But I really wanted to get to know their food, so I decided to eat whatever he ate. So I told him, "I will take what you take." So for the first time in my life, I had rice for breakfast. And I also ate that bacon, which is called tocino. I can only recommend it to anyone out there. Although in Europe, we would probably eat it for lunch, maybe. But in the Philippines, it's a kind of breakfast. My colleague had also brought with him a Filipino instant coffee that's called Copico. And it is very sweet. It's very good, but it's nothing that we would call coffee. But it is a great drink. And I was very thankful that he shared this instant coffee with me because those were things that normally the families of our Filipino crew members sent to them in packages so they would have their Filipino products even on board because you couldn't get them anywhere else. Now, apart from that very, very interesting breakfast that I got to know that day, I also discovered another fact about Filipinos, which is that they always eat with spoon and fork. What I want to say is that they don't use knives. When I asked them why they didn't, they told me that they didn't need knives because they normally served meat in just small pieces. Now, truth is that sometimes they do cut their meat, but whenever they do, they will do it with their spoon. So they use spoons instead of knives, which was very interesting to me. And then one day after a few months, the crew mess ran out of spoons. So there were no spoons left. And the guy next to me took two forks, which made me realize how they don't even consider using a knife for eating. But on the other hand side, in those months, I saw how practical spoons really are. And in Austria, we only use spoons for eating soups, basically, and not for many other things. So even if they serve rice, we will take our fork to eat the rice. And so this is the first thing I changed when I got back home, that now I do eat a lot more with spoon, but I also use my knife whenever I need it. So I didn't change to cutting my meat with the spoon. And here I am again at my favorite topic, the cultural things, where I just feel like we can always learn from each other and we can see different ways of doing things and maybe we can apply something that we find useful or nice. We don't really have to stick to our own traditions. We can just mix them up and just create a perfect new one. Like a new one that's perfect for us, for ourselves. So I highly encourage everyone to look twice at things that might seem weird at first, because maybe there's a reason to those things and maybe we can even use them. Now, one other Filipino thing that I got to know on board was their love for playing bingo. Now, I had never seen anyone play bingo like those guys do. I actually always associated this game with elderly people, and I always saw it as a very calm activity until I played bingo with the Filipinos on board, because they were so much into it and they shouted the number they needed next. And for anyone who has never heard a Filipino speaking English, it probably should be mentioned that Filipinos have a very, very, very cute accent when speaking English. One big part of the reason for that is that in Filipino, there is no F. So Filipinos don't really pronounce the F, which is kind of funny because in all the other languages, their whole nationality starts with this letter. So the Filipinos living in the Philippines that are called after a Spanish monarch called Felipe can't pronounce the F. So most of the Filipinos will pronounce the F like the P, because in Filipino, you call the Philippines Pilipinas, and this is how they also talk in English. So in case of that bingo game, for example, a guy was standing up front shouting, "55!" And it took me a while to get used to that pronunciation, but I really learned to love that accent, and sometimes, of course, I made fun of it with my friends on board, even with my Filipino friends, but in a positive way. And I really, really like how Filipinos always mix their language with the English language. So if you listen to Filipinos, most of the time you will be able to understand a word in the middle of a sentence, because they will just take the English word instead of the Filipino word, or maybe there is no word in Filipino for that. And I really like that mixture. I just like the flexibility of that language, that you can just do that over there. Now, of course, as I am a language freak, I tried to learn bits and pieces on board, but it wasn't that easy because, of course, most of them would just talk in English to me. But I think my first word was dagay, which is cheers, because it was very useful. It was something we needed every day. And apart from that, I learned stuff like good morning and how are you and stuff like that. So you would find me going for breakfast and wishing everyone a good morning, because I was so proud that I had learned these few words in Filipino. Now, one point that many girls like about Filipinos is that they are very romantic. They are far more romantic than Austrian guys are. And they tend to be gentlemen, even in everyday life. Whenever, I don't know, you want to walk through a door, they will keep the door open for you. And as hard as I tried to keep doors open for them too, because this is just what we do in Austria, the Filipinos wouldn't go through a door that's kept open by a girl. They will always insist on keeping it open and letting the girl pass through the door first. Which at first was a bit irritating for me, because sometimes it took twice as long because I was already standing at the door, but they would insist for me to go through the door and to keep it open for me. But after a while, I got very used to it. So when I came back to Austria, I went to university, I entered the building, and the guy in front of me just slammed the door into my face. And I was so surprised, because the months before that, I just got used to guys keeping doors open for me. And then I came back to reality, back to Austria. Well. So So on Sunday, when I heard this Filipino couple talking, all these memories came back into my head, and I realized how much I miss this this culture, how much I miss hearing that language and hearing this accent when speaking English. So this is a shout out to all of my Filipino friends. I really, really miss you, and I hope to see you again very, very soon. Okay, that's it for today. I did a lot of storytelling. I hope you still enjoyed it. And I guess the big conclusion of this episode is that it's always very exciting to find cultural differences. And we can learn a lot from those differences. And in the best case, we can even take something and apply it to our own lives. As in my case, for example, eating more often with a spoon. Now I want to thank you all for listening. Make sure to subscribe to that podcast if you haven't done it already, and to spread the word to your friends maybe. I wish you a wonderful day. Stay safe. Ingat, paalam, and goodbye.